Well, of course, first of all, when you are released, it takes a little time to adjust to the changed circumstances, particularly for people who've been in prison for a long time. I can't remember distinctly now the actual events that I experienced when I came out, and it took me quite a while to begin to adjust to normal life. And of course, then there is all the initial attention that centers around a person who's recently been released from captivity in this type of circumstance. That takes a bit of getting accustomed to. I mean, there's the great elation. Sometimes that can be a bit overwhelming, and people would wish to retire for a little bit from the limelight. They enjoy the limelight initially, and then perhaps you wish to retire a bit from it.
Gilad Shalit said today, just after being released, that while he was in captivity, he of course missed his family, that he felt lonely. From your experience, does one worry about them worrying about you? That you're thinking not so much that you miss them, but that, oh my goodness, I'm putting them through a lot.
Well, that is certainly the case. You do miss family. But the way you have to cope with it seems rather a callous way. When I was in captivity, I had to put family right to the back of my mind and not think about them, or try not to think about them. And that was a way of coping. One of the things, though, that can bring a comfort to someone who's in that type of situation is to remember what sometimes one tends to forget, that children, in particular, have enormous resilient powers. They can stand many things, providing they can understand, and providing they have some form of supportive environment. But you're quite right. In captivity, you do worry about others worrying about you, and unless you can break that cycle, it can lead to despair.
Do you have advice for how someone like Gilad Shalit should adjust in the years to come? Because it's going to be a momentous thing for him. As you say, an awful lot of attention will be paid to him. He'll be smothered by the love of his family and by all this attention. How does one then adjust to normal life?
First of all, do the necessary things. And the necessary thing is to make public appearances. And the necessary thing is to be seen around and to make all those contacts with people and with the people make contact with him. After that, it would be very good advice, in my view, to withdraw for a while. In my case, I was very fortunate. I was able to be elected to a fellowship in Cambridge in Trinity Hall. And I withdrew for a whole year, during which the course of that I wrote a book, which I'd written in my head in captivity. And that was, looking back, it was an extremely good thing to do, because it enabled me to come to terms with the experience through which I'd passed, and also to begin to make a slower adjustment, but a realistic adjustment, to the world as it had changed. And whilst I wouldn't necessarily say a year is necessary in every case, it depends on circumstances, I would say that a period of time away from the glare of publicity and coming to grips with the new realities that will have occurred in this situation since imprisonment, that's a wise thing to do.